From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The National Weather Service has issued flash flood warnings for parts of southeast Texas. Rain is falling on ground that's already saturated from heavy rain this week. Texas authorities warn water is pouring over an earthen dam in the city of Midlothian, about 25 miles southwest of Dallas. They fear it could soon breach, and they're evacuating nearby residents. New flood warnings are posted for Houston, where people are still missing. Michael Walter is the spokesman for Houston's Emergency Management Agency. He's urging residents to listen to authorities.
Stay out of these roadways. And unfortunately, some people did heed that, and then others did not. And unfortunately, some of those folks, ended up losing their lives as a result of that.
He spoke to NBC's Today Show. At least 17 people are known to have died in Oklahoma and Texas from the severe weather that first struck over Memorial Day weekend. Texas authorities are searching for a dozen missing people. Soccer's governing body, FIFA, says a corruption probe into the organization's senior officials will not interrupt its annual meeting this week. Lisa Schlein in Geneva reports Swiss police arrested 7 FIFA officials during a morning raid at a hotel in Zurich.
Swiss police are detaining the FIFA officials pending extradition to the U.S., which accuses them of taking bribes worth $100 million. Despite the scandal, FIFA spokesman Walter de Gregorio says the election of the next FIFA president will go ahead as planned.
There was never such an idea to postpone nor the Congress nor the election. As I said before, one thing has nothing to do with the other.
De Gregorio adds the World Cups in Russia and Qatar also will go ahead as planned. Meanwhile, Swiss prosecutors say they are launching a separate criminal case into the bids that granted these countries the right to hold the games. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
A New York judge is set to hear oral arguments on the legal rights of 2 chimpanzees. NPR's Hansi Lo Wong reports the chimps are currently being held for research at a university.
The Non-Human Rights Project filed the lawsuit against Stony Brook University on behalf of Hercules and Leo. The animal rights group says the school is unlawfully detaining the 2 chimpanzees. The group wants them released to a sanctuary in Florida, arguing that the 2 are legal persons with complex cognitive abilities and should be given writ of habeas corpus. That would allow the chimps to challenge their detention in court. Past judges have struck down this lawsuit since it was first filed in 2013, but the current judge at the Manhattan Supreme Court is ordering the university to defend why it's detaining the chimps. Hansi Lo Wong, NPR News, New York.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are up about 97 points at 18,138. You're listening to NPR News. European law enforcement authorities have launched raids on the Bandidos biker gang, suspected of dealing in drugs and weapons. Terry Schultz reports more arrests are expected.
Hundreds of police in Belgium, Germany, and the Netherlands are participating in coordinated operations against the Bandidos motorcycle gang. Dutch television shows some suspects being led to police cars in their underwear or pajamas after early morning raids on homes and clubhouses. The arrests follow months of investigation into possible trafficking in illegal drugs and weapons. Mayors in several cities in the Netherlands have asked for police reinforcements because of violence between the Bandidos and their rivals, the Hells Angels. Both gangs expanded to Europe from the U.S. in the late 1990s. The Bandidos now have some 90 European chapters. Earlier this month, authorities in Finland also arrested 7 Bandidos members, seizing small amounts of drugs and weapons. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
The Internal Revenue Service says sophisticated hackers stole the personal tax information of more than 100,000 taxpayers. IRS Commissioner John Koskinen says the data was lifted from an online system called Get Transcript. That's where filers can locate tax returns from previous years. The IRS says in order to get through the system, the hackers already had to possess information about the taxpayers, such as their Social Security numbers. The agency is starting to notify affected people. Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders has launched his bid for the Democratic presidential nomination. He is promising to work on issues such as income inequality, campaign finance reform, and climate change. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
Support